Cultivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
On Xiangkan, a glorious beach on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, close to the tourist destinations of Cancun and Tulum, you can see the gorgeous tropical forest, mangroves and marshes. Its shores, home to precious sea life, and over 300 species of birds fly in its sky. In the Mayan language, Xiangkan means origins of the sky. In this place, you can expect the mesmerizing sea and landscape, but also piles of garbage originating from all over the world. An artist turns this garbage into a precious material for ephemeral installations to raise awareness about the harmful impact of consumerism on nature. Alejandro Duran, multiple award-winning multimedia artist, explains his ongoing artwork, Washed Up, based in Xiangkan, Mexico, and how art can be an awakening call to protect our environment and for tourists to be aware of their devastating effects on nature. For Espejos de Aztlán, Cristina Bachín. Xiangkan, una paradisíaca playa en la península de Yucatán, México, cerca de importantes lugares turísticos como Cancún y Tulum, se puede apreciar una jungla tropical, manglares y pantanos. Esta costa es hogar de preciosa vida marina y de más de 300 especies de pájaros que vuelan su cielo. En uno de los idiomas de los pueblos mayas, Xiangkan significa orígenes del cielo. En este lugar, usted podría esperar ver uno de los más fascinantes paisajes, así como pilas de basura que es arrastrada hasta estas costas desde todo el mundo. Un artista transforma esta basura en precioso material para sus creaciones efímeras, fotografiarlas y generar conciencia sobre el lacerante efecto del consumismo en la naturaleza. Alejandro Durán, artista multimedial galardonado con múltiples premios, nos explica su actual proyecto, Washed Up, o también Arrastrado o Desplazado, y cómo el arte puede ayudar a sonar la alarma para proteger nuestro medio ambiente y para tomar conciencia de conductas cuyo efecto es devastador. Para ustedes, en Espejos de Aztlán, Cristina Bachín. We want to welcome Alejandro Duran, an artist that has been in this area to talk in the 516 Arts here in Albuquerque. Thank you so much, Alejandro Duran, for coming to our Espejos de Aztlán show.
Thank you for having me.
I was taking a look to your work before saying anything. How could you describe one of your photographies?
Very good question.
Our listeners are not seeing that, so I would like you to describe to somebody who is not seeing your work but can imagine it.
Okay, so, well, I'm picturing a photograph, an installation called Mar, and in the foreground you see a ton of blue plastic that I've collected, all washed up on the coast of Xiangkan, which is on the Caribbean coast of Mexico. And so in the foreground, taking up probably the bottom third of the photo, is all blue plastic. It's not painted. It's garbage that I've found and collected of that color and laid out. And then you see the beautiful blues of the Caribbean Ocean and the beautiful blues of the sky as well. So it's a photo that's completely blue. except for one little thing. If you look closely, there's one little red bottle cap in the picture.
Why are you collecting garbage? I'm just kidding.
Well, it's no longer garbage for me. After, work on this project now for 6 years, I really see it as precious material. But my project started as a direct reaction to what I saw on the beach in Siankan, which is a federally protected reserve.
Where is it located?
It's located in the state of Quintana Roo on the Caribbean coast of Mexico in the Yucatan Peninsula, just south of Tulum. If anybody's ever been to Tulum, if you go past the hotel zone and drive further south, you enter through an Arco Maya, and then you're in the biosphere reserve, and it's a much larger area than just this peninsula, but where I'm working is on this peninsula that goes and stretches about 50 kilometers from Tulum down to Punta Allen, which is a little village at the end of the peninsula.
Also kind of in the same area as Cancun?
Yeah, it's directly south of Cancun.
This is just to address our listeners that who might be in that, might have been in that area just as tourists, and sometimes we are not aware about what's going on around the places where we usually go just for fun. And with this fun, there are lots of things going on around it.
Yeah, and so in this particular area, I say it's federally protected, and protected is in quotes because it's not protected from the garbage that's washing up on shore every day. In Tulum and in other places along the coast, garbage also washes up, but it's more populated. There are hotels who clean up the garbage that wash up. My feeling is that this area, though, is a little more battered by garbage washing up on shore.
And in this work you are doing, I was seeing you are doing like ephemeral sculptures taken by pictures. I was looking to your old work, to your work through the images. I guess that this kind of work, they go away. Just you are presenting them to make pictures.
Yeah, so they are ephemeral works. They're ephemeral installations. The photographs live on. When I first started the project, I made some of these installations. So picture a river of red garbage flowing through a jungle landscape, or just a rock pool area that has 900 approximately green polyethylene plastic bottles that I've gathered and organized. So, at first I left a few pieces because I thought if I was walking along this beach and saw this massive amount of garbage collected and arranged in an aesthetic way, that I would be confused, blown away. I would have lots of questions. And so when I first started the project, I left a few of the pieces there and cleaned up all of the ugly trash around and took that to the garbage dump. But now I pick up after each installation that I make, I photograph it, and then I pick it up. And I've done many. One of the key questions I've had over the course of this project is what to do with the garbage once I'm done with it. And it's so much work to collect the stuff that I couldn't bear to throw it away. I'd fallen in love with the garbage. I wanted to be able to reuse it to make further installations or use them in education programs. And so found a hiding spot in the jungle that I kept my stuff for several years. But now I found a home base for the project. And so it's this place called the Shokin Retreat Center. And the woman, Anna Woods, is just a lovely person. And she's very supportive of the project and has given me a place to store my precious garbage, while I figure out where I will next use it.
We're going to a musical cut, and after that we're going to ask to our artist today from Mexico, Alejandro Duran, where this garbage comes from. We are with Alejandro Duran, with this artist who is around in New Mexico, but he's from Mexico, based in New York, isn't it, Alejandro?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, you are. How long have you been living here in the U.S.?
Most of my life.
Most of your life.
Yeah, I was born in Mexico, and I moved back to New York with my mother, who's from New York, when I was about three. But I go back to Mexico all the time. Half of my family is still there, including my father. So I've grown up with both cultures.
Oh, I am familiar with that. So we were wondering about this project, and particularly we're talking about this precious garbage, precious trash, which sounds like a paradox, isn't it? Where this trash comes from?
So that was one of the interesting things for me when I first started this project. I came to the beach and was disgusted and confused about why there was so much garbage. I was like, is this a garbage dump? Because there's just so much of it here. And
it should be protected at the same time.
And it's a federally protected biosphere reserve. So mm-hmm. I was very confused and started to ask some questions. And some people told me that the trash was washing up from all over the world. And I started to pick up products and look at them. And you can see by labels where products are made. I can never know where a particular piece of trash was dropped, but I can see on some products that still have labels, the origin of where the product was made. And so far, I've discovered garbage from 58 different countries on 6 continents, countries and territories. Some of them are not countries. But on this last trip, I was just there 2 weeks ago and found 5 new countries.
And you also have an interactive map in your website, isn't it? With all this garbage where people can't even go. If they are listening right now, they can go to your website. And what's your website name?
So the website is alejandroduran.com. It's alejandroduran.com. And yeah, there is an interactive map where you can click on a particular product and see where on the map that piece of garbage was produced.
In these photographs you were taking, what do you want to say with that?
The reaction to a lot of the work has been, it's a mix, which is what I am going for. People are both drawn in by the beauty and horrified by what these arrangements represent. And so somebody put it to me and said, your photos are awfully beautiful. and I thought those were the most concise way to put it. But many people are just both drawn to them, but then, yeah, and then disgusted by them. And that's what I'm trying to go for.
Your art is not only an art to just watch, as you just said, and to observe. Some art are to involve you as a spectator or as a listener or a viewer. How do you think is art linked to action? And what's the action you're calling for?
So I think it's very difficult to have a photograph to really get someone to actually change. I think engaging in this project has changed me. I have my own water bottle now that I didn't have before I started the project. I think deeply before I buy things and what I do with the garbage that I create. I think, and so if this project, people were to see the work and it would inspire them to think more deeply about what they consume and what they do with their discards afterwards, that would be great success. But it's very difficult, I think, for a photograph to do that. So I'm an educator. I have a master's degree in education and have been a teacher for many years. And so that's another component of the project is education. You know, at any chance I get, I'll speak to a group. I'm available to speak to classes from any age. I've taught kindergarten. I've taught senior citizens, the whole range. And so that's part of the work of the project is to speak to people. And I've also worked with the local community in Siankan in Punta Allen, worked with the kids there. I created a museum of garbage in the jungle, and that was basically I hung photographs from the trees and created installations next to the photographs, invited the local community to come participate. We organized the beach clean as well, where we not just cleaned the beach and took it to the garbage dump, but separated the garbage into 3 piles, one in which we basically looked for materials that I could use to make art, pretty garbage, colorful garbage, and another pile that was just no longer useful, and another pile that was recyclable materials. Now, a lot of the garbage that washes up on shore, unfortunately, is no longer recyclable. Once it's been exposed to the elements, the sun and the salt water, it gets contaminated. And if you were to put those normally very easily recyclable materials like PET plastic, if you put that in a batch with other recycling, it could ruin it. So we separate also what we find is still recyclable. It was a meaningful beach clean, not just taking the stuff and moving it from one place to another. So the education component is extremely important for me, and it's something that that is integral to the project.
There was any reaction or story that some of the children or people with whom you were working with that remains in your heart? Like, yes, I'm doing something meaningful now?
Well, I think it's interesting when you step out of the conversation and someone engages with your work without you there. And that happened early on. Like I said, I left a few of the pieces on the beach. And later on, I met some people from town. A woman said, "Oh, you're the guy who's making these crazy installations on the beach." And she said, "When I saw this piece, which was this river of red plastic running through the jungle," she said, it spoke to me. And to me, the message was clear. And that message was that the earth was bleeding. And to me, that's the power of art. And to take the artist out of the picture, you know, you can't control what people think when they look at art, and that's the beauty of it. People need to react to it on their own, and this was, to hear this story for me was, and that was very early on in the project, it stays with me.
So we want to thank you so much to Alejandro Duran for coming to our show, and especially to share his art. And where were you born in Mexico?
Nací en el DF, sí.
Uh-huh. ¿Y tienes parte de tu familia allí?
La mitad de mi familia.
Entonces compartes los dos mundos.
Exactamente.
¿Y cómo es compartir esos dos mundos?
Pues es complicado, pero a la vez es increíble, ¿no? O sea, creo que sería para otro programa completo hablar de todo eso. Pero pues me encanta eso. O sea, no, yo no tuve opción en eso, pero así me crié y...
¿Y este proyecto de arte ayuda a convivir entre esos dos mundos?
Pues creo que eso es algo que me atrae mucho a ese proyecto, es que pues tengo la oportunidad de regresar a México. Vivo en Nueva York ahorita, pero vuelvo a México más o menos... Toda mi vida regresé a México 3 veces al año y ahorita sigo regresando para ver a mi familia y para continuar con este proyecto. Entonces, me da una excusa para regresar a mi tierra.
¿Qué dice tu familia de este proyecto?
Les encanta. Una hermana, cuando le conté la idea del proyecto, dijo, vamos, te apoyo. Y fuimos... en el viaje más difícil, porque no conocíamos muy bien el terreno, nos pegó tormentas tropicales, una tormenta que se llamaba Alex. Entonces la otra hermana me dijo, es Alex contra Alex. Y después, después de ese primer viaje, mi otra hermana dijo, yo también te apoyo, y hasta hizo su tesis de maestría sobre mi proyecto, que fue un pequeño documental que ahorita seguimos trabajando. Pues ha venido mi papá también a apoyar con el Museo de la Basura. Entonces, toda la familia está detrás del proyecto.
Es muy bonito lo que estás comentando. Especialmente que estos son proyectos, en cierto modo, colectivos. Y si incluimos también a la familia, y si la familia es mexicana, es una gran colectividad, ¿verdad?
Así es, así es.
Thank you so much, Alejandro Duran, for coming to our Espejos de Aztlán show and for sharing your project. Whoever wants to know more about this project, just go to his website, alejandroduran.com. Thank you so much, Alejandro.
Gracias, Cristina.
Gracias a ti. You were listening an interview with Alejandro Duran, multiple award-winning multimedia artist, who was explaining for us his ongoing artwork, Washed Up, based in Xiancan, Mexico. And as our playlist, we had Llega a la Mar con Olor a Tierra by Tamborelá, Agüita by Los Aterciopelados, Soquite, Putze, Tehuyani by Los Aguacates de Nepantla, and Agua by Entre Dos Aguas. For Espejos de Aztlán today, Cristina Bachín, and I thank our engineer today, Henry González.